There are two things every great DJ needs to be able to do. One is to master the technical skills, which you're doing. Good job. Unfortunately, that's about 10% of what it takes to DJ right. The other part, the part that really matters, is that you need to be able to read a crowd. You can't just play whatever songs you like. You have to figure out what people are responding to, what they want to dance to, which songs they already know and like, and which songs they're going to like once you have introduced them. Every crowd is different, and even at start, every week is different. That is why I still play Girls and Boys sometimes. It doesn't matter that I've heard Damon Albarn sing the word girls more than 16,000 times. As long as people still want to dance to it, it is still worth playing.
Okay, I said. So how do I do that? How do I figure out what people want?
You watch them,
Char said.
You stand in the DJ booth so you're near them, but not part of them. And whenever you can, you look up from what you're doing and you see how they're reacting.
Char's words made me think of all the magazines I had read, all the movies I had watched, all the blogs I had studied, trying to figure out what it is that people want me to do. I don't think I'm very good at reading the crowd, I said.
That's because it's an acquired skill,
he said.
It takes practice, sometimes years of practice. And sometimes even the best DJs get it wrong. I think it's natural to just want to play your favorite songs and force everyone to love them as much as you do. And sometimes, in the right context, they will. Over the past 2 years, I have turned everyone at start into a huge fan of this random oldies song called Quarter to Three.
I don't know it, I said.
Exactly. And the kids at start beg me for it now. But it took a while. Most people don't immediately like new things. They want to dance to the songs they know. As DJ, you obviously know more songs and better songs. That's why it's your job. But you can't always be teaching them. Sometimes you have to play along with them. It's a balance.
So you just stand up there and look around the room and figure out what will make people happy? I asked.
Pretty much.